How can you get your kids to keep their rooms halfway livable? I'm Dr. Ray. Here are some parents' descriptions of their kids' rooms. I'm afraid to go in there without a wilderness survival kit and an oxygen mask. Two of her sisters accidentally stumbled into her bedroom about a year ago, and we've never seen them since. One mother said, "We call his room Star Trek. To venture in is to boldly go where no mom has gone before." As creatively as parents can depict the messy room problem, so too can they relieve it. One mother told me in a final fit, she gathered up all the debris decomposing on her son's floor and piled it on the bed. The mound hit the ceiling. Undaunted, her son slept on his newly discovered floor the next three nights. Another one said that during a cleaning frenzy, he threw every item out the front window. After getting home from school, his son saw the shrubs wearing his gym shorts and tank tops. To paraphrase an old saying, one picture is worth a thousand naggings. Dramatic reaction like these can work, but they tend to be short-lived. After the fury has subsided, comfort's room slowly returns to its pre-habitable state. There are more durable solutions to the ruined room problem, and I'm not going to tell you them now because I want you to listen tomorrow. I'm Dr. Ray. Talk to you then.